Welcome everyone to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove. Today we are joined with Career Staffing. They are out of Archbold, Ohio. And the location in Archbold is the only location, right?
Correct. Okay. At this point, yes.
So can you introduce yourself to us?
Yep. I'm Dee Zavala. Okay. I own Career Staffing. Mm-hmm. I took over Career Staffing March 27th of 2023.
Okay.
And we are located at 1210 South Defiant Street in Archbold in the plaza where Subway, Casa Vieja, is that?
Yep. And we had talked about your website, that it goes, there's another website that it kind of will take you to, and you're to launch a new website. So kind of tell us about that.
Within the next 2 to 3 weeks, we should be launching our new website. We were a division of Career Integration, now we're Career Staffing. So we're going to do all our own stuff, and it'll have all our jobs on there, online applications, anything that you can look, that you need to look up. I want to have it as thorough as possible.
So it's no change in the business itself, just the name. Just the name has changed.
Yep.
Awesome. So what is your position there, Dee?
My position now is owner, and I do payroll. I hire for the staff. I manage the staff. Workers' comp. I do everything.
So did you work with Career Integration before?
Yes. So Career Integration came to me back in 2011 and asked if I could start a division of staffing for them. So at that point, I'm like, wow, that's going to be a lot of work because you'd have to do, startup is, you have to give your own FIN number, applications, all that kind of stuff. So I've been doing this since I was in my mid-20s. Well, no, 54. So I said, yeah, what the heck, I might as well. So I opened that division in April of 2011 and was the VP of it up until my boss, Chad, suddenly passed away. And then his wife ran it for a little bit, and then it just made sense. Hey, Dee, you want to buy it? Absolutely, I do. And here we are.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And for anyone who doesn't know what a staffing agency does, what is it that you do?
Okay, Career Staffing, a staffing agency, is basically the extension of each company's HR department. So we do a lot of their functions, like, the hiring, recruiting, drug screening, e-verify, anywhere from general labor, clerical, to then the higher end, direct hires as well.
Okay. So. And what types of positions do you have available, or what do you typically represent?
Normally it's general labor, manufacturing. We do a lot of clerical, but then we also do our direct hire division within Career Staffing is up and running again as well. So
okay.
That's good.
So really jobs for any education mm-hmm. level too. Mm-hmm.
And mostly all the jobs, you have to have a GED or high school diploma.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So GED or
that's
high school
just
diploma,
like,
and then
that's the minimum. Yeah.
Okay.
And then depending on, what other criteria the customers have, you have to have a year of experience of this or that, maintenance, welding. So it just depends. Each one is customized, for different employees and their experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what is the process like? If you go into Career Staffing in Archbold and you say, mm-hmm. I need a job, what mm-hmm. happens then?
We have to do the application process. Then after the application process, the account managers will meet with each individual, do the interview, look at the work history, what they're looking for, what their qualifications are. Do they meet our qualifications? So then that's when we screen them out, whether yes. And we don't have to hire everyone that comes through the door if they're not qualified for a certain position. But that's what it looks like. So then that's the process, interview. And then next we go over jobs, depending on what they have, their qualifications are. And then we just move forward. There might be some testing, each customer has for different types of positions, and we just go through that whole process for them. So basically, the HR, extension of the HR department.
So it's really no different than the traditional application process in the sense of mm-hmm. going into each individual company.
We do the background screening, we do the drug screening, we do e-verify on everybody. So yeah, it's just like walking into a company and they have their application process. And more and more companies are taking it to a staffing firm just to handle all that other stuff, and then they can concentrate on their own, you know, group of people as well.
And so as you have people come in, if there's a job that's not the right fit for them, do you still keep them in your pipeline? If something else comes up, you can reach out to them?
Yep, they go on an availability list. We make sure that we always have that running because you just never know. Things always come up. You know, sometimes we just need people to cover maternity leave. But we work with all types of positions.
Mm-hmm. So there's anything from something that's temporary, like you just had a maternity leave that could be a few months or...
Yeah, and then a lot of our companies, you know, you can do a few months. Sometimes everything's mostly like 90-day temp to hire. Mm-hmm. Those are the terms.
Okay.
And if they do well, they'll get hired in and they get all the benefits and all that good stuff. So
okay. Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of typical though, even going into each individual business.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like a 90-day probation period before.
So they basically do their probation period through us.
Okay.
I think they have like another 30 days. They get, you know, insurance, they get everything that those companies offer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So since you said 2011 that you started.
April 2011.
Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot then over the last 14, 15 years.
Absolutely.
What's the biggest change, do you think, since you started?
A lot of people don't want to work. But other than that, they think of a staffing, like it's just temporary. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of great jobs. Really, there's a lot of great jobs. If they would get that out of their mind, they might just want to stick it out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
yeah, I know. It makes me think of the I Love Lucy episode where they go and they get placed at the chocolate factory, and that's their temporary job. They go to a staffing agency, and that's not the case.
It's not the case,
though. Not doing crazy stuff like that. So, is there anything that you kind of see the industry going towards? You see it? Do you anticipate any changes?
Like our company right now is, I'm doing a lot of contracts. So it means that a lot of different companies are hiring. So it's picked up quite a bit. For a while there, it wasn't as busy, but now we're seeing more and more coming through. And I'm like, man, we've been doing a lot of contracts the last, and it helps that we have Julia Garcia as our salesperson. She's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're just bringing in new business, and all of our active clients are becoming, or inactive clients are becoming active again. So it means, you know, they're getting busy.
Yeah, which is
so
great.
That's good. There's work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know for us, for economic development, when somebody's coming out and checking out this area, one of the questions they ask is about, you know, what's the job market like? Mm-hmm. Who's available to be working?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Of course, we saw a stretch there, especially during COVID, where it was really hard.
It was really hard to get
people to work.
And oh, yes.
So we've seen, I'm hoping, a little bit of a change in the tide with that.
Oh, definitely. We have a lot of walk-ins. We do a lot of appointments, but there's more people wanting to work. Actually, staying at work sometimes is a challenge, but they just have to get out of that mindset that it's not just temporary. This can be a long life job.
And they're all local companies that you're working with.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot in Toledo.
Okay.
Because of the split with in 2023, you know, Career Integration got bought off by Andrew Kish, and then I took over this division. So we still want to do. I still want to reopen in Toledo again, because we have a lot of customers over there.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had dealt with a lot of people that would be contacting us, and they're trying to figure out transportation things, like how can we get people from here, transport them, whether it's buses or anything that you deal with on
that? We used Kramer Cab for a while, taxi service for some of our customers, and that was working out very, very well. But then after, you know, they get hired in, they're on their own, you know, and hopefully by that time they have their own transportation, and they can get to work on their own.
So if transportation is an issue for someone, that's something that you can help handle.
Yep.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, what's something that you recommend to everybody who's coming in and looking for a job? What do you recommend to them?
I recommend that they have a resume because a lot more and more companies, whether they are just going in for manufacturing, they want to see a resume. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they have like all their documents, like, you know, their like social security card, you know, proof of citizenship, all that kind of stuff, and just be prepared with the references. And some people just come in and want to fill out an application, and then they have no information in front of them. So we try to, when we're making an appointment, like, make sure you bring this in. So we go through the checklist so they come in prepared, and it'll be such a smooth transition.
And somebody who's on your availability list has all of those boxes already checked. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And resumes can be a little bit tricky. It's like, how far back do I go with my work mm-hmm. experience? Do mm-hmm. you put everything on there? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I would recommend in their adult, well, it just depends their age as well, because I know that there's younger kids that are just starting out, mm-hmm. and we work with them very well. Sometimes they're some of the best workers, mm-hmm. But we like to go back, like, we used to see, like, several, like, at least 10 years. That's a good solid, like, what have you been doing the last 10 years? If there's a lot of jumping around, then they might be not be a good fit. Mm-hmm. So there's red flags before we can even place them. So the account managers know how to look for that. But, yeah, but come prepared with your resume, all your documents, references, numbers, and it'll be such a smooth transition.
And that's, I think it is, it's intimidating for somebody who's just mm-hmm. coming out of high school, maybe, or like you said, has a GED. Maybe you don't have the mm-hmm. experience. You're intimidated mm-hmm. to go in and apply somewhere, but you can work with that.
Well, then, yeah. And another thing is, too, the resumes. A lot of people have never done a resume, especially, like, the older generation where, you know, I've been working here for 15 years, but I want something different. Well, you need a resume, and it's so hard for them. But we can help put that together as well. We do that in the office, so it'll make it easier for them.
Oh, that's great. So you offer mm-hmm. help with
yep.
resumes.
Yeah, we've helped with resumes for the longest time, and I said that's something that we need to be able to. Good customer service, you know, and actually, you know, these setting people up for success. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do that.
Do you have any of your clients, when you've sent them, somebody come back to you and will say, you know, this person didn't work out for whatever mm-hmm. reason. What do you typically hear as the challenge that they come back with?
Oh, they left at first break and then they didn't come back. A lot of the thing, well, I didn't like what I was doing and it was just too fast paced. So I'm like, we could either replace them and just ask them more questions like, okay, is it fast paced? As long as they go in knowing what's going on, we can prevent that turnover. Because a lot of times, oh, just put them in a job. No, that's not going to work. Right. They need to, you know what right. to expect.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I know. I think it's something mm-hmm. that you really do. You typically hear mm-hmm. a lot. People are just, well, leave and not come back.
Oh, yeah, it's too fast. Or I didn't like the way somebody talked to me. Like, yeah. Come on, you're going to find that everywhere you right. go. Right. Not everybody's going to like everybody.
What have you seen as far as changes in wages?
It's going up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been jumping from, gosh, if I look back at the wages 2 years ago to now, it's like, wow, what a jump. Like, man, people are actually working for this amount of money to now we're here. So we're seeing everything, anything between, like, general labor going to, like, 17 to 22. Wow. And then welding's going up a little bit higher. We have maintenance people. So the pay hourly has gone up quite a bit with everybody, with wow. all our customers.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be competitive.
You have to. Like, yeah, you have to.
If you want people mm-hmm. to come work for you, you got to oh, be yeah. the one who's willing to pay top mm-hmm. dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have anything within career staffing that you would train people for to be an account manager, or you have any opportunities there
yeah,
for people?
Yeah, sometimes we do. Like right now, we're fully staffed, mm-hmm. running smoothly. If we continue to grow with all these new contracts, I'll probably have to hire another account manager. I'd like them to come in with some experience, mm-hmm. but then there's some that you can, the right fit, you can mold them, train them. Like, we had a young lady, Madison Gigax. She was there for an intern. She became a full-time employee wow. and does phenomenal. And she's a very young lady, too. Mm-hmm. So we trained her, and she's been one of our best employees. You know, she comes to work every day, like, dependable. So, yeah, we can train. We train. We're not just going to be like, oh, no, you don't have 5 years of experience. But mm-hmm. it just depends. You know, you know when you're talking to somebody, if you, like, man, this is somebody that we can really turn into a great account manager. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did with her.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love mm-hmm. hearing stories like mm-hmm. that. And mm-hmm. internships, is that something that you can place people in there mm-hmm. too? Mm-hmm. For any yeah. business? Businesses yeah. have those
Absolutely.
Available?
Yep.
So what if somebody is, you know, like you said, usually a minimum of a mm-hmm. GED or mm-hmm. high school diploma, mm-hmm. but somebody who's maybe a senior in high school that's looking for an internship right now, mm-hmm. anything like that available?
At the moment, no, but okay. they do become available.
Yeah, okay.
they do become available.
So mm-hmm. you would recommend that you come in and talk to you. If it's mm-hmm. something you don't have available right now, you can keep the information.
Yeah, and what we also do is we have, you know, people come in and I'll reach out to my customers. I'm like, look, we had somebody come in. They have all this experience doing this, that, or the other. do you have any place for them? Oh, as a matter of fact, yes, send them over here. And that's, so we don't just leave it at that. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, if it comes up, it comes up. We will go seeking with our customers, like, hey, this is a great candidate. You know, she'd do well. You want to talk to her? Do you have anything, you know, for him or her? And a lot of times they do. And that develops into a job order then, you know.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to do that, how do they get in contact with you?
Well, we have my email address, our office. They can call our office, 567-444-4004. And then from there, you know, any of the account managers, or they can talk to me and we'll give them additional information.
Great. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And they could come and walk into your office mm-hmm. on South Defiance Street mm-hmm. in Archbold as well?
Yeah, absolutely they can.
Great.
We close from noon to one every day for lunch. But I'm always there anyways. But other than that, yes, we'll take care of you when you come in.
And a new website that's going to be up and running as well.
Yes, I cannot wait.
Great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can they submit applications on the website? Or is that still something to do?
We're going to have that ability. Yep.
Great. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
They'll still have to come in if we have to do like customize, like, certain customers they need to do a ruler test, or they have to do, you know, additional paperwork for them. So then they'll come in and we have to get their I-9s, all that kind of stuff. But other than that, they can do a lot of it online.
Great.
They'll be able to.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dee. Thanks for sharing how mm-hmm. the process works, mm-hmm. how people can get in contact with you. Mm-hmm. You told us your phone number, but tell us one more time what the phone number is.
It's 567-444-4004.
And the email address?
It's dzavala@careerstaffingemployment.com.
Just the letter D?
The letter D.
Okay.
Yeah, the letter D. zavala@careerstaffingemployment.com.
Okay.
It's a long one, but it's easy. Yeah.
And then the website will be careerstaffingemployment.com mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Great.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us,
Steve.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. Thank you.